This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to Transformers. I pray this broadcast finds you in the best of health and the highest of Islamic spirits. This is episode 7, and I would like to discuss with you all the importance of patience, because the key ingredient towards the creation of great change is great effort. And the key ingredient with regards to great effort is patience. And this is part of the DNA of Islam. It's part of the DNA of life. It's a matter of physics, right? This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created life. You know, one of the things that I am noticing in my different travels and working with different communities is a trend of people lacking patience. And no doubt one of the things that has aided this trend to come about is the insta age that we live in, whereby we get everything at the push of a button. There's no real effort that's required, and if there's no effort required, then there's no real patience that is needed. So, for example, if you long ago, you could only speak to someone far away from you if they were at a telephone and they couldn't take their telephones with them. Now we have insta communication. You have insta messaging applications. Then it wasn't even enough. You wanted to know that your message was sent, so they gave you a tick. Then you wanted to know now that the message was delivered, so they gave you 2 ticks. Then you wanted to know now that the message was read, so they gave you 2 blue ticks. Everything is on demand. This is how we live. Everything is now. Before, you had 1 TV channel, and if you wanted to watch the news, you had to wait till 8 p.m. at night or 6 a.m. in the morning. Now you have dedicated news channels. The children, when they wanted to watch cartoons, they could, they had to wait till the screening time for the cartoons, maybe 5 o'clock in the evening when all the schoolwork was done, and they only had a half an hour slot. Now all of a sudden you have dedicated cartoon channels. Then even that wasn't enough. Now you can record and replay from the decoder device itself that presents to you the channel. Everything is instant, right? Instagram, food is instant as well, how it's delivered. You're tracking of it. You know exactly where your food is. You know exactly where the plane is in the sky. And I'm not saying this is a bad thing, but if you're not careful in terms of your own relationship with Insta, then you're going to retrogress. You're not going to transform. Our series is a series of transformation, right? Not just inspiration, but inspiration that leads to real change. Right, we know we have a lot of knowledge around us today, and we've discussed this in other episodes. But the question is, where is the change? We are the people that are willing to spend the price, pay the price, right? Spend the amount, pay the price that is required for that inspiration to transform them to something else, to move them better. Where is it, right? So clearly something's wrong, and in my humble estimate, what's wrong is we lack patience. That is what is wrong. If you look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even revealed to us our rules, our regulations, it happened over time. The Quran was revealed over a period of time, 23 years. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't given insta access to Medina when his people troubled him. He had to go through 13 years of being patient with his people, not lifting his arms, even in defense, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, don't retaliate, but pray your salah and give your zakah. This is what you do in this period of time, right? You got to be patient. There's lessons that comes from being patient. And also, for Makkah to become yours, which is great change, there needs to be great effort, right? And for you to manage yourself through great effort, you need patience. You know, I came across an interesting thought by those who specialize in human development, and they've got decades of experience in this arena. And they mentioned this 40-day formula, that for real change to occur in your life, you require at least 40 days of being patient on the act that you want to bring into your life, or the process, or the act that you want to rid your life of, right? So for example, you have a bad habit you want to get rid of. It's not going to go easy. You're going to have to fight yourself for at least 40 days before yourself becomes calibrated or inclined towards living comfortably without having this inclination towards this bad thing. You want to bring a good habit into your life. You want to maybe bring wake up for tahajjud. It's not going to be easy. You're going to have to pursue it. You're going to have to be patient. You have to you're going to have to go through the great journey to achieve the great change, whether tahajjud is something natural in your life. You want to fast every Monday, for example. It's going to take time. It's not going to be a click of a switch, a flick of a switch, or a push of a button that all of a sudden you're just going to be doing it, right? So they talk about this 40-day rule, that for yourself to stop resisting the change, you need to pursue being patient with your effort for at least 40 days. And I was thinking about this because obviously they've obviously gathered this formula through experience. So I thought about it from an Islamic perspective, that do we have anything in our Sharia that teaches us this concept? And then last Ramadan, or not just last Ramadan, but a few Ramadans ago, it dawned upon me how Allah says, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ, when He tells us to fast the month of Ramadan. He says 29 or 30 days. These are fixed number of days. That's the price you have to pay to have the chance of getting taqwa. Taqwa is not even guaranteed. Perhaps you may gain taqwa if you apply yourself for 29 or 30 days. It has to be 29 or 30 days. Allah says, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ, complete the days. You have to complete the days. And even then, perhaps you'll get it. Everyone is different. Some people need many, many more Ramadan. Some people less. Some people need the voluntary acts after, and so on and so forth. And then I also came across another hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, I believe, radiallahu anhu, in Sahih Muslim, in which he talks about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, or he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah created us as a droplet for a period of 40 days, and then converted us into a clinging clot for a period of 40 days, and then converted us into resemblance that resembles a chewed piece of flesh for 40 days. So we have these 40-day incubation periods. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create us instantly, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's absolutely perfect, and He's perfect from ever, and He's perfect forever. He can create us instantly, and He can create us over time. And He creates us over time. He puts us in these 40-day incubation periods that perhaps it's part and parcel of the DNA of mankind and the life of this mankind, that there has to be that incubation period. There has to be that settling period. There has to be that period where that you fight through for a period of time, and then the great change comes. And then you have to, in your second great change period, you got to go through the distance as well and be patient through it. And then the next great change comes, and then this human being is created. Then there's meat on the human beings, and there's bones, and then Allah dresses the bones with flesh. And then this human being grows and continues to grow, and the cells generate slowly but surely, and you have to crawl before you walk, and you walk before you run. And this is the nature of life. This is the nature of life. So brothers and sisters in Islam, you can't give up at the drop of a hat, right? For great change to come into your life, you got to have great effort. And I want you guys to read up on this concept of dopamine addiction. Dopamine addiction, right? Dopamine is a chemical in the brain which Allah causes to be released after great effort, so that you feel the satisfaction, and it's sort of a defense mechanism, that when you feel that satisfaction, you feel inclined towards trying again to work hard. Get up for work the next day, for example, right? Your experiment might have failed, but it gives you that satisfaction at the end of the day that you get up the next day to try again. But when we have everything at the push of a button, we short wire our brains, because we're constantly getting this dopamine released until we get to a point where we become distracted human beings. Why? Because we're constantly looking for dopamine stimulation, and we only find it through Insta. Everything being Insta. So you go into Facebook, you come out of Facebook, it's not enough. You go into Twitter, you come out of Twitter, you go into Snapchat, you come out of Snapchat, then you're into Instagram, you come out of Instagram, you're back into Facebook, you're back into WhatsApp. You're constantly robotically doing things because your mind subconsciously just wants to be stimulated. So read about dopamine as well in this very, very important lesson about great effort. Or great change requires great effort, and great effort requires great patience. I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next time, salamu alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu.